Beit Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit Bavli Daf Yud Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on the Vavim Beis at the Mishnah. Beishamay Oimim, Ein Noitlim Yetzai Eli Lekatsev Alav Basar or Beithilo Matirim. Beishamay say that one may not take a pestle to chop meat on it, as it's usually used for grinding grain. Beithilo permit it. Beishamay Oimim, Ein Noitlim Yetzai Olif Nei Hadrisa Vele Yagbienu Ela Imkein Yesh Alav Basar or Beithilo Matirim. Beishamay say one may not lay down an animal hide where people are walking, in order that they trample, the trampling will work the hide, nor may he lift it after skinning unless there's meat on the hide. Beis Hillel permitted. Beshamay oimim ein mesalkin es atrisim beyamtuf beis Hillel matirim af lahachzir. Beshamay say that one may not remove the boards from in front of a stool on yomtuf, and Beis Hillel permit it, even replacing it. The Gemara says, ha shalai katz leksav alav basa asa. The Mishnah only permitted moving the pestle to chop meat, but if not for that use, it's prohibited even according to Beis Hillel. Hadai hi de amar b'chinne b'shalmi b'shem rav moedim chachamim l'rabi Nechemya b'zayua u'mezura u'bochna. This follows the statement of Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rav, that the chachamim agree with the Nechemya that b'zayua, mezura, and bochna are prohibited, as we'll see. B'zayua du atzar bei, mezura du chavat bei, u'bochna du katas bei. What are they? A bezaya is used for collecting and pickling, and mezur is a utensil used to bang clothes after being that are being laundered, and a buchna is the peg used to comb silk fibres. All of these utensils are set aside, and the owner is very particular about them. This is in the category of muksa called muksa, machmas, cheso, and kis, and normally cannot be moved at all. Beishamay oimim ein noisim esa'or. The Mishnah taught that Beishamay said one cannot put the animal hide in a place that will be trampled, etc. Shavin shlo yigar denu. They both agree that he may not scrape it, since people will be trampling on it, it will not become ruined, therefore there's no permission to work it. Malan kaimen, what's the case when the Mishnah says unless there is meat on the hide? Imbu mechubar lai, gugufayu, if the flesh is attached to the hide is considered part of the flesh. Imbu fa'osh, hadahi, da'amma v'yakoy ba'acha, chinana, kartachaya, b'shem v'hoishya, diskiya, shiyesh p'soicha mois, nois na'lea, tika metaltala. If it is separated from the hide, it's like the statement of Yaakov Acha and Chinna Kartachia, quoting Rav Hoshea, that a sack of money may be removed by placing a loaf on it and moving them together. Kador Antichi Nefalt Rav Yomia Veshuvsa Veshuvan Alea Vemina Loisha Halacha Rav Hoshea Ela Vegain Rav Yomia Rav Yomia Deloi Yisakein. This is like the case of an Antichi, which is a copper pot that has two bases with the water in the upper section and the coals in the lower section, and it fell on Rabbi Yirmiyahu on Shabbos. He put a pomegranate on top of it and moved it. It wasn't because the law follows Rabbi Hoshea, who permits it, but rather it was to prevent danger to Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Shavin Shalei Malchenu, they both agree, even Beis Hillel, that he may not actually salt the skin. Tani Avahu Moilech Alav Basar Nitzli, the Baisa says, however, that he may apply a small amount of salt that's enough for roasting. Chevaya b'shem Rav, molechu adam davar meruba, afapi she'ena yachol achom emenu ala davar mu'ut. Chevaya, quoting Rav, said that one may salt a large piece in one act, even though he's only able to eat a small amount of it, since he's only doing it one act of salting. Rav acha b'shem Rav, molechu ma'arim, molechu ma'arim, molechacha, molechacha, ad de molech kulei. Rav acha, quoting Rav, said that one may salt as if he wishes to eat it today and deceive, and then salt another piece and deceive, salt a piece over one part of its skin, and then salt over another part of the skin until he has salted the whole skin. And it is permitted to prevent the financial loss that would have resulted from celebrating Yom Tov.